Cassandra Porter, Cassie Porter, Cass Porter. She goes by many names, and she has even more pursuits. She's a former professional ballerina, a current fossil hunter, and a day-jobbing assistant professor of chemical engineering. Curious? Well, then join us as we pass through the walls of mystery surrounding this LinkedIn-less membrane maestro.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like you.
Oh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hello, you out there in podcast land. Congrats on making the best decision possibly of your life, depending on how things are going with you right now. It's the best podcast in all of higher education. Austin, we've been doing this for more than five years.
You remember during COVID when we had to we had to go to Marcus's house to just, that was the first one in COVID.
I thought
just,
that was going to do it.
I know. I thought it was over with.
1 year and we're out.
One and done.
And it has not, I mean, 5 years now.
A global pandemic can't take this baby down.
Can't take this baby. And even the last time we've talked to the folks, we've won another award.
Oh.
How about that?
Clear that shelf.
That's Austin Phillips over there talking. He is the man with the plan. He is the communications and marketing offices director. That would be the communications and marketing office in the College of Engineering, Samuel Ginn. I'm a communication specialist in that office. Jeremy Henderson is my name. Over here we have the author of the national anthem himself, Rockets Red Glare, Scott Key, Francis to his friends. at least that's, I don't know. It's not Francis, though, is it?
Hey, remember we said it's an F in the middle, wasn't it?
But it is an F, isn't it?
No,
never mind.
My name is Scott.
My name is Bill Montgomery. Whatever. Anyway.
Hey, you.
Hey. hey. Yeah. The banner still waves. That's all that's important. Today we're joined by a very special guest, a woman with at least three names that we could tell. Cassandra, Cassie, or my personal favorite, her rap moniker.
Yep.
Cass. Cass Porter.
Yo.
an assistant professor in the Department of Chemical Engineering. I'm very excited. You know, a lot of folks, do you have a LinkedIn account? It's like you do,
I
but
do.
You don't. But
why? Because I'm not active.
Yeah, because it's
on
not
it.
Act, you know, I mean, in name
there.
Only.
Well, here's the thing, Jerry. She found her job.
That's true.
She don't
no
need it to
reason.
Find another job.
Not
no.
open to employment.
Yeah.
The Cass Porter story. Yeah, came here in 2022?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
January.
All right. That's all you need. You'll never go anywhere else. But at the same time, though, you know, a lot of times I scroll around, I see the educational experience, I see people posting things, fundraisers, activities, an avid cyclist, that kind of thing. You're kind of a mystery. So I'm looking forward to
We're
getting to know
unwrap that Cass mystery today.
Porter came here in 2022. So let's talk about it. Where'd you come from? Who are you? What's going on?
I came from a small town called Georgetown, Kentucky. I like to say that it's an outlet mall size type of town. Oh. I grew up on a beef, cow, and tobacco farm in a Greek Revival mansion built in 1850. running around, go-karts, looking for arrowheads, that sort of thing. And I got into engineering because my parents are electrical engineers. My brother does aeronautical and aerospace. My identical twin sister does bioengineering. So, of course, out of high school, you can imagine what I did. Professional ballet.
Oh.
Well, there's the mystery.
I was thinking rap.
Yeah, so I actually went and danced for Nashville Ballet, Alabama Ballet before I went to undergrad.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So.
Well, it is. No wonder. I mean, that's too much to put on a LinkedIn account.
Well, and the coincidence of Jer also did ballet.
Did I?
Whoa. In another
I was
life.
In the arts. The theater,
that's
I'm sure.
Why he's got that boot on
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, a little injury.
He's gotten up on those toes.
Every
it's
now
a little
and then,
too much on the tarsals.
I'll get back on the mat pretty soon. too much on the tarsals. Tarsals?
Tarsals.
Metatarsals?
Metatarsals.
Yeah. There you
See?
Go.
There you go.
It's called Achilles bursitis. well, so wait. So the parents are both electrical engineers, but you're growing up on a tobacco and what farm?
Beef cow.
Beef cow and tobacco farm. So right. What's going on there?
So, I mean, inherited house. My parents didn't touch the farm. Oh, they rented it out. They just liked the property. Family home that
My
we
bad.
Passed down.
My bad. Okay, so what made you leap from ballet to your newest position, first position, second, aren't these ballet terms?
Yes, they are. But this is my third position.
Third position.
Maybe.
Listen to Jer acting. Hey, he does.
In ballet, the least favorite position, but this is my favorite position in life.
Yes. Okay. So how we get here?
Let's start at the undergrad. So.
Oh yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah, the enemy.
Yeah,
I went to university.
Still a great program.
Right, great program.
And again, we always, our vet school has a ton of graduate students from the University of Kentucky, and we've got great partnerships with them. So
absolutely.
But did you know that you wanted to go into chemical going to Kentucky, or what was it that sparked that interest?
I wanted to do a science. I was tired of being a starving artist, literally. Mm. And I wanted something more lucrative. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. it was that way.
You're around former journalists, so we get it.
Yes. We have known hunger.
And so I wanted to do something scientific. I did well in school in chemistry. There's a misconception that chemical engineering is all chemistry. It's not, but it is related. It was a bit of an accident. I thought I was going into biomedical up until the day of orientation, and I received a packet with chemical engineering on it instead, and thought, okay, well, I'll just try this out, and then it stuck. It was awesome.
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake. Yeah,
but it
not
wasn't.
The science. Yes, not the. It was fate.
That's where I was going. There we go. That's where I was going.
Well, because the sister, though, is that what she was in?
Well, so she actually started, so identical twins, of course, we both danced together, and she started school after I did, she kind of followed. I talked up biomedical so much before I didn't join it that she ended up going into biomedical afterwards, yeah.
Cass, this sucks. Why'd you leave?
So straight up, once upon a time, a professional ballerina.
Right.
Well, that's a first for here.
Well, I mean, we had Taylor Oldfather, but I think hers was more of like a passing academic interest in the biomechanics lab, talking about the biomechanics of ballet and dance and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think she made the Alabama Ballet.
Well, so we go from Kentucky to the big dog.
Yes.
Where did we get the doctorate at?
The doctorate. Yale University.
That's a big dog.
Oh.
Is that a big dog?
See,
yeah, that's
dog.
That's
I've
a big
never
dog.
Heard of it.
That's a big dog. Yeah. Jerry, it's up there. It's
stand up and
has
Yale.
Something to do with
that's
Ivy.
That's what I
yeah.
say.
So why Yale?
Minnie Elimelech. An incredible.
Excuse me?
So, yes, gibberish. An incredible membrane scientist. I was in membranes. I was insane in the membrane.
Word.
See,
yeah.
There's the rap.
Yep, there it is.
That's all I got.
You know, I actually interviewed B. Real, the guy in Cypress Hill.
Oh, wow.
That's his name, right?
Wow.
I interviewed that guy.
That is
you want to tell
cool.
you a funny story? I'm interviewing him. I hear some, call him up. He's in his Los Angeles studio. I hear some like music in the background. And I was like, hey, brother. And I don't know anything about rap. I know Insane in the Membrane. That's it. I was like, hey, man, what you working on there? Sounds like you're laying a new fat beat, another Insane in the Membrane. He goes, dude, that's the ice cream truck.
Ice cream,
anyway,
you scream. Yeah.
Yeah. Back to you,
the
Cass.
Theme from The Entertainer
yeah,
was
like, oh.
great. Yeah, that's
anyway,
great hip hop.
Back to you.
Yeah, back to Yale University.
Okay, yeah, you were insane with membranes, and
right.
you had to hit Yale.
Yes, so my first research undergrad was cancer research at University of Kentucky. I hated it. We found that in lab... Cancer dies very easily. It's very, you know, just put it in a incubator and we couldn't keep it alive. So I didn't like that. I didn't like trying to passage cells. It took months before you could do an actual experiment. So then I worked with Dr. DB at University of Kentucky, discovered polymer membranes. And then there was a connection with Minnie Elimelech, is probably the best known researcher as far as aqueous membranes, so membranes that separate involving species in water. So he is probably the one of the most well-known in the entire world. And so that was my target. You know, if I'm going to go to grad school, I want to go big. So big dog, yeah.
Yeah. That's
big
dog. Well, so from Yale, what was our next step?
Yeah, I think I also thought if I'm going to go get a doctorate, I want to be a professor. I found that I really enjoyed tutoring students, not formally in undergrad, but helping students with their homework and seeing that they could go from a C to an A, and seeing that the learning process in others was one of the most exciting things for me. So I felt that the combination of teaching, instruction, and then also the creativity of self-directed research. I always have liked the creative arts. Everything I do, you know, as far as hobbies, writing, I do write music, not rap music. I write music. I like fictional writing, and then the ballet, of course. So all of that, research is actually very creative.
Dang. Love it.
Love it.
Talk
about the decision to come here. You know, how did that opportunity come about? And, you know, what sold you on this needs to be my next step?
Yeah, so the culture, the area, small town, lots of good nature, hiking. I like to go to big cities for vacation, not permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the job opportunity. It was chemical engineering. I probably could have gone to environmental engineering. There's not as many programs for that. Saw that the research here was really in line. There was a lot of collaboration opportunity in the Department of Chemical Engineering. Also, chemical engineering here on campus is a pretty big deal, looking at our president, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Just felt like there would be a lot of support here. In my interview process, the camaraderie was very obvious, that everyone was really friendly, working together, helping each other out. And then better weather than in New Haven as well. My car got completely covered all the time. The plows decided to just pile all the snow on top of my car. Ooh, it seemed like it was the best place to put it.
You might get some white on your car here, but it's usually going to be bird poop. That's going to be it.
Yeah.
So, the department, we may have been past now to where we're not number one, but we were number one, I know, there for a year or so in terms of most female faculties per capita, per faculty for a chemical engineering department. What does that tell you and show you as well in terms of that collaborative environment that you speak of?
I do feel like there's a lot of support. In fact, there's, some schools that try to advertise that they're all about diversity and equity and inclusion, but that's, actions speak louder than words. And so I think I did notice that. And it just comes down to a lot of times the little things, people reaching out to you and offering a hand and, not making that a huge deal all the time, not looking at me and going, "You are a woman," before they start talking to me, but just treating me like everyone else. And I feel like that's the best way to get people to feel welcome. And I have felt very supported in this environment.
I love that. I want to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Exactly, and
it's probably the podcast,
treat everybody that you want to be treated like. That's that is our best way of including everybody.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned about how your research aligned. Talk a little bit more about that, and especially in terms of our CPAC, our Center for Polymers and Advanced Composites. How does all that align with the work that you were doing? And now talk a little bit about the work you're doing here.
Yeah, what's a polymer membrane?
Right, yeah. So the CPAC is great. Provides a lot of instrumentation that we need to analyze our materials. I think centers are one of the best ways to go as far as instrumentation. I work with Brian Beckingham to write a lot of grants together. We have a lot of great ideas. We bounce off of each other really well. And then my students, they talk about the center all the time as one of their favorite places to go to do their tests. The center has been great for us. What is a polymer membrane? So a membrane is a barrier that lets some things through and rejects others. And you can actually have a porous or a non-porous membrane. And a polymer membrane, what I am known for is what I invented in my graduate work is a brush active layer membrane, or a BAM. So that was actually what I worked on in my graduate work. And that is the basically the basis for a lot of the research in my lab, is how do we make these ultra thin selective layers using these brush polymers. What's unique about those is they are grown bottom up. So most membranes are made by top-down methods. You cast with a very viscous dopant that you essentially smear on a surface. And so you have a limitation in how thin you can go. And the thinner you can go, the better selectivity you can get with that membrane, and the higher the production rate with that membrane. And so with this type of membrane, we're able to get ultra-thin layers.
Bam.
I had somebody at the I had somebody at the State of Alabama Engineering Hall of Fame. I can't recall the name right off, but a big fan of the podcast. And his point to me was, I love the podcast. I want you to get more scientific sometime. There we go.
Hey.
There we go. Well, and I explained to him, I said, but we're idiots.
Right.
That's where we have to have our guests do that.
We can talk about the Andy Griffith Show. We can talk about old restaurants
the weather, where we used to eat at. Are the Beckinghams, are they Harvard or are they Princeton?
Princeton. I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of that. Francis O'Donnell was our
Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there like
arguments
with the Beckinghams up there?
No, we get along very well.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good. Because you said you're the professor there, the Yale Minnie
L. Amelick.
Minnie L. Amelick. So he discovered, quote-unquote, polymer membranes?
He's just one of the most well-known who works
with
them.
I thought you said, my bad.
Right, he didn't discover that. Yeah,
well, you invented something.
Yeah, I mean, with my team, of course, yes.
But, I mean, come on, you were the primary, I'm sure.
The first author on the first papers.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's got to feel pretty cool.
Yes, it does. And then, you know, other fun acronyms, tethered electrolyte active layer membranes.
Of course.
Or TEAMS before the platform, before we were using that term.
Your first. Well,
yeah, we came first.
I prefer yours, too. I'm not a huge TEAMS fan.
I mean, has the sister invented anything? Do y'all
kind of
compete?
Yes, actually, she has.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Never mind.
Oh, great.
Now, where is she right now?
She is at UPenn. Bioengineering program there. Doing great stuff with kidney organoids.
Sure.
So, yeah, right. So,
was born first?
She was. But that's because I was the dominant one and shoved her.
I love it. Perfect. That's great. That is great.
How many minutes apart?
Less than a minute. Oh. And
less
I nearly died in the first minute of my life.
So
yeah.
Do you blame that on her as well?
I blame everything. No, I don't.
I blame everything. What's her name?
Catherine or Cat.
That must have been fun growing up.
Uh-huh.
Well, Cassandra and Cat. Okay, we'll leave
same number of letters, and both start with C-A.
Yeah, that must have been
fun.
That
was well thought out. I like that. You talked about some of the things that you saw on the front end. How much of that has come to fruition? And then what are the other pluses of, you've been here for almost 2 years now, of, man, you know, what a great decision this was for me. And or if there are other faculty out there at Yale, at Kentucky, at other places that are looking from somewhere of why Auburn was such a great choice.
Yeah, it's definitely been an excellent choice. The culture has really meshed well with what I grew up with. The camaraderie has come to the forefront. You know, nobody was faking it. Professors reach out to me all the time. Just for a chat, especially the Beckingham reaches out and we talk research all the time. So I have just, you know, felt very welcome here. And then being here, you know, getting to go out in nature, that's been a big part of what I really love. That really, I like to go for walks and think, and I think of a lot of my ideas when I'm hiking. And so that's been awesome because I didn't realize how much the area had to offer as far as hiking. That's been a surprise. And searching for fossils.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Searching for fossils. Have we found any fossils?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you know there's fossils around here?
I gotta get out and explore this
town.
Are
you out of, you go out to Chewakala a lot?
I do walk okay. out there, but yeah, the fossils are you know, there's some air, I forget what they're called. They're chalk beds. You have to get, you know, the get in with the fossil society there to, mm-hmm. to go look at those. Good. But yeah, there's some pretty awesome geological type stuff going on here.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah,
this place rules.
This place was.
I tell you what, good weather, fossils, mm-hmm. chemistry, or no chemicals.
Rap.
You know, we got there. To balance out the nerd a little. I was sitting here thinking this list is really just sounding.
Man. Well, okay. I think we definitely peeled back some layers there. I like it. We got to update the profile though. I tell you what. We'll do the post. That'll be something you can just kick it off with.
Well, and then
and
the traffic then. She's going to have to start managing it because
you're
going to
get
influx
some
of traffic.
The Ivy League's going to come calling and you say, show me the fossils. You know what I mean? Like, show me the weather. Then we'll talk. Cass, can't thank you enough for taking the time and for being awesome and doing great things and being smart and ballet and everything. I don't know. How I'm so glad we pulled the trigger there.
Yep.
That was rad.
Been a pleasure to have her.
Yeah, War Eagle.
War Eagle. My pleasure.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.